entire world is watching what's just happened in Iceland. Goldman Sachs and others went in the last 5 years, got the country deep in debt in derivatives, knowing they were going to implode the derivatives. It isn't just the wealth they get with all this fiat financial Madoff Ponzi scheme garbage. It's that once it implodes, the banks come in and loan more money to the government, literally indenturing the people as slaves. And the whole world is watching because Greece, the people are revolting. 10 years ago, Goldman Sachs went in, set up a system, got them deep in debt. The banks got rich off of it. Now they're saying the roads, the infrastructure, the famous places, the islands must be given to the private bankers. Top Democratic and Republican lawmakers are saying the same thing is now going to happen here. We're a year and a half into the banker takeover of October 2008. The financial terrorism, where they said, give us unlimited trillions or we'll have a depression. We're going to use it to unfreeze the mortgage market. Then they clamped down on the mortgage market even more, hoarded the money, and they won't say where the money went. So here's the headline. Iceland votes no to debt deal for collapsed bank. Now, a year ago, they declared anti-terror powers on Iceland, froze people's bank accounts, wouldn't let them get their own money out, saying your money is ours for the Dutch, British, and U.S. banks. And Birgitta Jones-Dottier and others ran for office. She is the current chairman of the Civic Movement Parliamentary Group on the Icelandic Parliament, leading the charge against these people. They've got other initiatives to make themselves a free press zone against the shutdown of the Internet. She's with us for the next hour, joins us via video link from Iceland. And Ms. Jones-Dottier, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. We're about to go to break, but this is huge what happened, because if the rest of the world takes what you've done as an example, we could end up actually routing this this group of criminals.
Absolutely. I mean, I hope that what we did by forcing the government to allow the nation to vote on this will be an inspiration for other people, and it was actually more than 60%, almost 63% of the nation showed up to the polls, and it was a 93%
no. 93% said no. 93% said no to what? Tell folks specifically what happened.
They basically were saying no of privatization or socialization of private debt, or in other words, the bailout of the bankers.
The socialization of private debt, or the bankers come in, sell a bunch of derivatives, and then claim the people owe it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, we had some of the Icelandic bankers decided to branch out because of EU regulation, branch out to Europe, open internet bank accounts there. And then when these accounts collapsed, the British and Dutch government claims that the Icelandic nation should fork out the state guarantee for this. And you have to bear in mind there are like 317,000 people living in Iceland, and the accounts in Holland and Britain were around 320,000. So each Icelander should have shouldered around 20,000 euros per person.
And to add insult to injury, they use anti-terror laws to try to take people's money.
Yeah, what they did just shortly after the collapse, Mr. Darling, the UK finance minister, decided to, and Mr. Brown, a minister of the UK, decided to put the Terrorist Act on Iceland, which classified us, among other nations such as North Korea, Zimbabwe, and organizations such as Al-Qaeda. And what this did during our middle of a financial meltdown in Iceland was that it dried up all loan lines to Iceland, and we were facing food shortages and medicine shortages.
Well, let's break down the history of what happened, what it's led to, where you go from here. This is so exciting. 90%+ of the country saying no to the jackals. The Icelanders know who their enemy is. They know who the criminals are. Will we follow their example?
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software. Maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Block out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Parliament member from Iceland, Birgitta Jones Dottier, is our guest, one of the main leaders, the leader of her party. 90%+ voting over the weekend to say no to the private bank heist, the banking tyranny. You have found it, folks, the tip of the spear in the fight against the New World Order. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, the most listened to alternative patriot radio show on AM and FM, global shortwave satellite, and Internet. Going back to Birgitta, continuing, recap what the banks did, the fraud, the year of protest, the Terrorism Act used, the threats by the banks to shut your country down, food shortages, and the people standing strong.
Well, I guess it all began, I'm sure many of your listeners have seen the film about Enron. And Enron was about the same size as the population in Iceland. So very many, when we watched Enron on the national TV in Iceland, very many people felt that we were like the regular staff of Enron, not knowing what the talks were up to. And when everything collapsed in August 2008, most people in Iceland had no idea what was going on, so it came as a complete shock to the nation. So what had happened 5 years prior, the banks were privatized with a little help from the Independence Party in Iceland and Progressive Party. They basically donated the banks at really very good prices, wholesale prices, to their friends and allies. And because we are, like 80% of our regulations around banks are based on the EU regulations, they managed to start to branch out to other countries. And they were basically, like very many of the bankers, high on world domination, I don't know, fantasies, and they wanted to take over the banks, the bank sector in the UK and in Europe. And I guess they didn't make a lot of friends. And, you know, in general, they were quite naive and they had no understanding about how the system worked in general. So it was like school children running amok with a lot of, you know, virtual money, which they sort of sucked out of regular bank, or, you know, people that save their money in banks and so forth. And they actually conned people into moving their savings into these unsafe accounts, and it especially targeted the elderly people and immigrants and so forth. but that was during the last year of this insanity. So people in general thought that we were going through this incredible big boom, which I guess was largely just an illusion. So people took loans. They offered 100% loans on mortgages and so forth, and foreign currency loans on cars. And right now, very many people are facing foreclosures. They are facing foreclosures because of if they, you know, went bankrupt on a car loan. Because in Iceland, we don't have that wonderful legislation you have, where you can actually return the keys and then, you know, of your house, and then you are sort of free. They will follow you with your debt for the rest of your life, and you will never get
And to be clear, the banks have done this in Argentina, in Greece, in Spain, in the U.S. They make this fiat derivatives bubble. It's just made up crud paper. They certify it as AAA gold rated. They sell it to governments. Mm-hmm. They sell it to citizens. They get all the wealth. And then it came out that Goldman Sachs and others, by design, mainstream news, McClatchy newspapers and others, they then blow it out at the time of their choosing and use the implosion to then come in and buy everything up. And Iceland is the only modern country to be put through this scam to say no. Continue.
Yeah, well, that was a long way to get to that no, I tell you. A lot of fight. But in general, what happened, you know, as I'm sure that most of the listeners to the show understand how the IMF works. So what happened after the Terrorist Act was placed on Iceland, the UK and the Netherlands government said, with a little help from our Nordic friends, said, okay, if you want to be get any loans or the loan lines open, you're going to have to go into an IMF program. And in order for you to go into the IMF program, you're going to have to solve this ISAF dispute, which is this dispute about the banks that were in the UK and Holland.
And so let me just stop you for a moment. Going back a year ago, the food's not being shipped in. Everything's falling apart. They're saying we've got to sell all the government assets, take citizens' tax money, all for these banks. And the BBC reported Iceland, Britain's unlikely new enemy. This is from a year ago. And it says, until a few days ago, Britain was admired and respected by the average Icelander. But the UK's move to seize the assets of this isolated European state had provoked a backlash, a feeling of escalating resentment. They, quote, treated us like terrorists, grabbing the government accounts, grabbing people's bank accounts, saying, we're going to take your money under terror laws and give it to the bankers. Continue.
Well, it was maybe not that extreme. It was they took over an Icelandic bank called the Heritable Bank in London. But what it did, it dried up the credit lines to Iceland and loan lines. So everybody had to fork up cash during time of complete financial
meltdown. But that's what it said, that in some cases people couldn't even get their money out for a while, though.
Yeah. Everything was blocked. Students and people from Iceland living abroad could not get money out of their internet banks and so forth, so they had to either starve or rely on friends and family if they had any in the area. But it also created a very different, a difficult paradox, because the Social Democratic Party that is in power now in Iceland have just one dream, and that is to join the European Union. So within all of this turmoil, they decided, let's apply for an application or to join the UA.
Yeah, that's key. Just like Greece 10 years ago, you've got to go into debt and sign the deals with these bankers as part of their rules to get into the EU.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, how they basically used it, the UK and the Netherlands governments basically blackmailed us with the EU application as well. They said, we will not support your EU application unless you decide to drop going to court over ISAFE. And unless you just choose to, you're going to have to either choose to become isolated, become, you know, North Cuba or Cuba of the North, or do as we tell you. And that is, they actually, and they went even so far as wanting to make a hell of a lot of money out of us by giving us, forcing us to pay huge interest on this. So, but we managed to stop that, and right now I am in a committee of the leadership working on finding a solution to this, and I find it completely unacceptable that the Icelandic nation will take on any burden from this ordeal.
Birgitta Jones, you know, Dottir, a member of the Icelandic Parliament, continuing. So let's move up to the referendum. What did the referendum state? It passed by over 90%. As you just told us, this is completely freaking the bankers out, because if countries realize this has been done by fraud and that it's a Madoff scheme and that the money's not owed, the next step is talking about prosecuting the bankers that Ron Paul and others are talking about in this country.
Well, the interesting thing and really disturbing thing about the bankers in Iceland or the Icelandic bankers is that none of their assets have been frozen. They are, most of them are living in London, and as many people know, London is one of, ranked among the fifth best tax havens in the world. So they are actually getting back their companies, they're getting back their power and a lot of write-offs, and that is making a lot of people very upset and angry.
Okay, to be clear, flesh that out. The bankers that sold you out in your own country, most of them don't even live in your country, and the banks know that they're their minions, so they're staying in power.
Yeah, I mean, they lost the banks, but they haven't lost their companies. So, I mean, one of the oligarchs, Icelandic oligarchs, he owns the biggest independent media outlet in Iceland. So you can imagine what sort of news you're getting from that outlet.
But the good news is 90-plus percent vote against him. It shows it's not working. But that's what they always have brokerage firms. They separately run banks. They get the taxpayers' money. They move the money out into their own accounts. Then they implode it and try to take over the nation. But you've checkmated them.
Well, for now, yes, definitely. And I guess, I don't know, it actually surprised me that the president of Iceland decided to listen to the nation. But there was a huge petition. More than 60,000 Icelanders called on him to allow us to have this national referendum. And it was interesting. I had there was actually some documents leaked from the U.S. embassy in Iceland, in Reykjavik, Iceland, and I found it on Wikileaks.org. And it was interesting how the British and the U.S. Treasury were very much interested in doing everything in their power to stop the national referendum. And then the same thing applied to, I got some information that I don't know if you're familiar with the Paris Club, but they were very keen on stopping this national referendum because, especially in Europe, they're very much afraid that, like Greece and Ireland, the people there will demand to have a national referendum about the situation in their countries.
Oh, this is big. This is huge. I mean, the magnitude of this, sending the message that this is fraud, we're not paying it. We're about to go to break, but start telling us about the documents and the Paris Club and how the banks don't like what's happened in Iceland.
And the Paris Club, Carter, is a very interesting club. It is a sort of a secret club run out of Paris with some of the most powerful nations in the world, and they determine the interest rates on nations that have debt moratorium. And apparently it is the case of Iceland, and that national referendum has been discussed in that club. I did a research trying to figure out who is in the club, who attended the meetings, and it is impossible to find any information, at least on the internet. So I would actually call on, if anybody that's listening to this has any information about the Paris Club, please provide me with that information.
We'll give your email out before you leave. A lot more coming up with a member of the Icelandic Parliament.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com.
It's a mind game. Can the Kinlay, Bernie Madoff types that are running the international banking scam take over the planet, set up a bank of the world that you pay all your carbon taxes to? That's being announced. Can they make Spain, the U.S., England, Iceland, Argentina, Nigeria pay 30%+ compounded interest on fraudulent crud they created and sold to governments? Why aren't they going bankrupt? Why aren't they being arrested for the fraud? Why aren't countries saying, no, we're not going to give in to your financial terrorism? Now, they told Iceland they would destroy them in the last year if they didn't capitulate and basically become debt slaves to these people in perpetuity. Iceland had a referendum. 93% said no over the weekend. And one of the ladies who came from nowhere, just like you can do as citizens around the world, with the truth, founded a party, is the leader of it, one of the main groups that got this done, is Birgitta Jones-Dottier, joining us from Iceland. And we'll give you her email and website before she leaves us later in the hour so that you can send her any intel, because we're all working together on this. We'll talk about some other initiatives in Iceland, it being a beacon, a hub of freedom. So tell us about the threats, what led up to the referendum, what the referendum states, and now where you go from here.
Well, what led to the referendum was that basically we had a contract made between the nations last summer. And it was so bad that the parliament actually had to spend 2 or 3 months making amendments to it in order for it to be safe for us to pass it. And it still had that incredibly high interest and so forth, but we did put some roof on the payment in accordance with GDP. So if there was no growth in Iceland, then we wouldn't pay anything during those years. However, it was extremely bad, and we're still paying 5.5 interest.
Which compounds.
But what happened?
Go ahead.
5.5% interest on it. So just paying the interest would have, they're like, okay, so 317,000 people in Iceland, 80,000 Icelandic taxpayers would have be paying only the interest of this iSafe deal.
And that's the same model they used in all these other countries, third world countries, where you'll have a $1 billion loan backed by nothing from the IMF or World Bank to, say, Nigeria, and then 20 years later, they owe 50-something billion on $1 billion.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
And the thing is that the IMF, which is supposed to be, you know, supposed to be an institute, you know, something that all nations that are part of it pay into every year, and is supposed to not to be interfering between states or between countries. But the British, and they are a big shareholder in it, and they have been using it as, you know, to blackmail us into submission. And that upset Icelanders tremendously, because most Icelanders are not very happy or keen to be in an IMF program to begin with, because being in an IMF program means that there is a complete erosion of everything that we know as a welfare system. And before all of this, we had a very good educational system, very good healthcare. Everybody had the same access to healthcare. I would get the same doctor as the president without paying anything. So we fear that all of that is going to be lost if we don't stand up to these forces we're dealing with. I put a proposal in Parliament last week about finding a plan B to get rid of the IMF, because there's a lot of fantastic experts, economists like Joseph Stiglitz and many more who have offered to help us find a solution that would be different than...
And he said the banks are engaging in criminal activity and the Federal Reserve is destroying America. He's a Nobel Prize winner, for those who don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I actually had the privilege of meeting him last year, and also John Perkins. And John Perkins said that we should form an alliance with countries that are facing similar situations as we are in. And I think that is actually a very good idea. And I've been trying to encourage this government, which is, you know, a left-wing government, which should actually be fighting very much against having an IMF program in Iceland, which the IMF program goes very much into privatization of everything. But we'll see what happens. Really, the spirit in Iceland right now, having only like 1.3% of the nation saying yes to this ISAFE deal and 93% saying no, there is really a spirit of or demand from the general public that the parties move beyond party politics and start to work for us, not I. It's really a time for parties and people to start to focus on joint solutions beyond party politics.
You've got to circle the wagons against the bankers. Stay there. We're going to come back and take calls for Birgitta Jones-Dottier. I'm Alex Jones. Calls only for her on the banking cartel. We'll also talk about, are the people of Iceland excited they've had this big victory? How will the banking empire strike back? 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine, flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
We are back live. I've got a bunch of Twitter questions that came in on the Twitter account, the radio show Twitter account. We've also got callers like Rick and Herman and others for our guest, Birgitta Jones-Daltier, member of the Icelandic Parliament. And that is coming up in 1 moment. Joining us via video Skype from Iceland for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, adding another dimension to the radio/TV multimedia broadcast transmission. I want to thank ColorBlue.com for being great sponsors, also having a great product. I use it in my home. It's an atmospheric water generation system. They have smaller units that make 7.5 gallons a day and then send it through reverse osmosis carbon filtered systems. They have bigger units that can supply hundreds or even thousands of people. Check it out at ColorBlue.com. That's ColorBlue.com. ColorBlue.com, or call them and get a free information packet or learn more by calling 800-691-6043. That's 800-691-6043. The best, purest, cleanest water you're going to find. This didn't come out of a sewage system. It didn't come out of a water system. It didn't come out of, you know, any government system with fluoride and all the toxins and chemicals. It's out of the air. The clouds are rainwater. And that's what you get there. Also, I want to plug the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. Your purchase of the videos and books makes this radio show possible. Plus, you get more informed, and you get videos and books that will wake your friends and family up. People are really ready to be awakened now, and my film Fall of the Republic identifies who the real enemy of our country is, the private banking cartel. I got a lot of questions from Twitter and emails and callers that want to talk to Ms. Jonsdottir, but going back to the member of the Icelandic parliament, one of the main leaders, successfully getting this referendum through, how excited are the people about this referendum, and how is the establishment, the banking cartel, striking back?
Well, people are very happy. It was our first national referendum. It was a historical day, and we had a little get-together on the Saturday night, and it was the mood was fantastic. And in general, I really hope that we can keep the spirit of the nation joining together, and we need to move that ambience into Parliament and into the government as well, so that they carry on the message from the nation. The bankers haven't really said much right now. I guess that they are planning their next strike. However, they're using the British and the Dutch government in their favor, and it was a bit sad that our democratically elected prime minister decided to sit home sulking instead of participating in this historical moment. And despite her doing that, and thus giving a strong message to the biggest party in Iceland, people decided to go out and vote anyway. but there are very many exciting things happening in Iceland, such as we just spoke for a proposal called, which we call the Icelandic Modern Media Initiative, which has gained worldwide attention, where we're suggesting that Iceland will take the lead in the freedom of speech, freedom of information, and freedom of expression by actually modernizing and pooling together the best possible legislation to protect sources, journalists, whistleblowers, publishers, and ISP hosts in order to get that information out to the general public.
In fact, I have the article right here, Icelandic Modern Media Initiative, saying the West is moving in Europe, England, the U.S. and Canada and Australia to censor the Internet, to shut down free speech. Wired magazine last week had the headline, cybersecurity, the end of the open Internet. This is really happening. And so now you guys are moving to say, look, we'll allow WikiLeaks to be here. We'll allow independent journalism. We want people to move here and come here and put their servers here. Really, as an information revolution, the people are finding the power they have to say no to the banks, and this is really growing.
Yeah, and you know, I really hope that it. I mean, it's for some reason Icelanders are right now a bit shy about placing themselves as doing anything that would be considered the best. They don't want to fall in the same pit. So I guess the most skeptical people about this proposal are Icelanders. We, however, managed to get all the parties in Iceland on this, and three party chair leaders. So I'm actually quite optimistic that we can pass this through the parliament. We're basically proposing or tasking the government to take on this challenge because it requires a lot of legislative changes. But, you know, in general, it's been overwhelming, the support we've got from all over the world.
And now Greece and Spain and countless others are going to try to follow your example. This is a true revolution against the global banking dictatorship attempting to establish open world government and tyranny. I've got some questions here from our Twitter page. Again, it is a repeat of some of the things I've been asking about. What are the consequences of not conforming? We just dropped our video connection to her. We'll get her back. And we're going to go through some of these questions for her and your phone calls as soon as we get her back up. Again, we try to bring you a lot of the guests via video connection. Plus, it has better audio connection on Skype. But there are some problems when they're on an island in the middle of the Atlantic, obviously. But we're going to get into some of that. You know, what are the consequences of not conforming to EU demands? Finance Minister Steingrimur, a no vote does not mean we are refusing to pay. What are her thoughts on his statements? We'll find out if that statement's true and what her take on that is. Also, what could anti-war and anti-debt slavery movements learn from the success of the movement party in Iceland? And so those are some of the questions. We'll also go to live questions from listeners. Don't forget that you can't not only just listen to us on AM and FM dial, a lot of new affiliates picking us up, several new affiliates each week, the show's exploding. You can also listen via the free podcast that has a link up at the top of Infowars.com on the radio listen page and the free iPhone app, 5-star rating, over 400 ratings now, 5-star ratings. Even if you don't have an iPhone, your friends and family probably do. Go to Infowars.com. Front page, there's a banner that gives you the sublink on the iPhone store to the free download link. Please send that to your friends and family. That's another great way for us to reach new people with the news and information we cover, the guests we bring on, the callers, all the information using this radio slash TV show as a platform of awakening and resistance to this tyranny. Okay, Birgitta, going back to you. Here's a Twitter question from E9 Adam. What's the consequences of not conforming to EU demands?
Well, there's been a lot of doomsday consequences, scenarios told to the nation. I seriously have a feeling because of this very strong signal from the Icelandic nation and actually a very little interest among the nation to join the EU, that there was actually a statement made by the chief of the EU application procedure saying that the UK, Netherlands and Iceland should not be, the application should not be interfered with.
So first they were threatening to not let you in. Now that you don't want in, they're saying, oh, no, go ahead and come in. We want to rob you like Greece. Here's another question. Have you heard this statement? Is it accurate? Finance Minister Steingrumer, if I'm pronouncing that right, said a no vote does not mean we are refusing to pay. What are your thoughts on his statements?
Sometimes it really surprises me what he says. It is as if he is working for the British and the Dutch, not us.
He did say that.
However, let us not forget that the bank in question actually has a sustainable amount of assets that can be recovered. And so far, what the British and the Dutch can claim in it will actually be recovered by at least 88%.
Yeah, that was in the Times of London. They claimed that you all owed them $20,000+, every individual, and they had to take over all your infrastructure. Now they go, guess what? We don't even need that money. We already had the assets. So it was a giant, just like the banks here that have robbed us, are all recording record profits, the same banks that are trying to rob you. I mean, that is such a key point. That it turns out that they had the assets to begin with.
Yeah, and the thing is that they actually decided, Darling, the financial minister of the UK, he decided to move money within his own ministry and then earmark some of it, 700 billion Icelandic to the Icelandic nation, and then expect us to pay full interest, really high interest of that. It is a brilliant scheme, but we will not do it.
Exactly. You're wise to it. Americans should get wise as well. The collapse of Iceland was a private matter. Why do they want the people to pay it is a question from Resist Archipelago.
Well, in general, like every time you look at how the IMF functions, and I was actually reading a secret document leaked to WikiLeaks, which is a brilliant source if you want to sort of dig deeper into the real conspiracies of our world. And it was a manual from the military sector in the U.S. Talking about unconventional warfare. And in the unconventional warfare, the section about financial warfare, they talk about the IMF as one of their choice weapons. I encourage people to study how the IMF functions.
It's a private consortium for blowing out countries, and the banks are attacking America. This is a criminal group. Let's go to some phone calls. Rick in Arizona, you're on the air with Birgitta Jones-Dottier, one of the main leaders in Parliament, defeating the scumbag banks. Go ahead, Rick.
Yes, thank both of you for fighting for freedom. I appreciate it. I have a question that has to do with one of your Twitter questions. About I don't know if it's a president that runs Iceland. That's the leader of Iceland. Do they call him a president or?
We have a president, and then we have which doesn't really have a lot of power. But the main power lies with the Prime Minister of Iceland and the Finance Minister. They sort of co-share their power.
Okay, well, here's the subject that I have here is for Alex also. I don't know if your staff that watched the whole Benedict Beck last night, but at the end of his show, he was discussing the 93% voted no to pay it back and the 1% voted for it. And then at the end of that part of his segment, he did mention that the leader of Iceland said that they will repay it. And I wonder
was he saying this is good
it.
Because he supported the banker bailout?
Yeah, I don't know if that touched
but,
on.
I mean,
all
he
later.
Always flip flops. I mean, he's calling for new taxes to pay the bankers, value added VAT. Was I mean, did Beck imply it was bad that Iceland said no?
No, he did not imply that, but he did mention that the leader of Iceland said that they will pay it anyway, and he was just kind of, you know, and so I don't know if he was doing a flip-flop like that.
So was he supportive of Iceland?
He was supportive of their vote, yes. But
well, good for him.
Yeah,
good for him. I saw him do some good work last Friday. I mean, I want to like Glenn Beck. It's just that I appreciate your call. Herman in New York, you're on the air with Ms. Jones-Dottier.
Yes, hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I have a question and a comment. I'm going to go with my comment first. Did you see the article about how the state might not be returning some of the illegal tax money that the U.S. citizens are paying to the bankers, that they may actually hold it due to their state deficits?
Absolutely. And now they're saying, oh, that tax return that Obama was going to give you, now most of you won't get it. But that's I'm going to let you go, Herman, because these are questions for our guest here. She's here especially for this. Cody in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right, thanks. And I just want to say I love Iceland, by the way, the music, the culture, the people and everything. And my question is what would you suggest, if you could, that we as citizens could do who were born into this corrupt system? What can we do to make a change like you guys are in Iceland, you know, to stand up to our, you know, in our own
country? Well, they got involved. They got educated. They took action. Birgitta comments on what he just said. How do we mimic and learn from your success?
Exactly like I said, just go and do it. I mean, we had 8 weeks before election. We had no money, but we used the Internet. We used all research we possibly can do, and we went and talked to people everywhere, and basically because people were hungry for change, you could involve so many people. And what we decided to do was not to hang our agenda on left or right politics. We decided to have an agenda, a checklist, a sort of a hit and run movement that would go inside, for example, the parliament and try to implement real changes there.
It's simple. You didn't know the money, and you're not going to pay it.
Exactly. We never got any of this money when it comes to ISAF. Why should we pay it?
Why are the American people giving $28 trillion to the banks? Cody, thanks. Andy in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi. Well, Iceland was always the home to cigarettes. Now it seems to be the home to freedom. And I just want to say that I've known a lot of Icelandic people, and I think that we as people who travel, we should visit Iceland and help support it. I'm just wondering, if we go there, I know there are issues with our credit cards being honored in Iceland. I'm just wondering, what are the like the day-to-day effects that Icelanders are feeling from this whole situation?
Yeah, tell folks what there was food shortages, everything. Break it down.
Well, we have all the sort of the credit lines opened again, and because it's a relatively small system, it was we could quite quickly recover or get back on track. There are no problems with any cards now or anything like that, so you can easily use your American credit card in Iceland or any credit card. The big problem we're facing now is that, you know, before the collapse, we had like 1% unemployment. In 1 month, it shot up to 10%, and now we're dealing with something around 14%. And people are, you know, facing foreclosures, and the government isn't really are capable of dealing with these problems because we're within this IMF program and they're keeping the interest rates really high, which is a total fail in a situation like this, where the interest rate should be similar as your interest rate, almost zero. so we are before, like in 2007, we were ranked, according to the UN standard, as the most developed nation in the world. There is like one of the richest nations in the world. So this is a huge leap in a really short period of time. And there is a massive exodus. There's a lot of people moving away from Iceland because they see no hope being here. And I think it is critical to stop that exodus and to try to find a common vision among the Icelandic people.
Absolutely. I mean, we see how the banks destroy societies. First world, the only first world country in Latin America, Argentina, has been destroyed by them. And we see them holding you hostage, cutting off the credit cards, cutting off the trade, trying to force you into submission, but you said no. So it is important for people to support what you're doing. We're going to come back in a final segment with our guest. Earlier this morning, I got a call from Tyrell Ventura wanted to talk to me, and I was on a break. I had to go. And I think it had to do with this. We just got this. Jesse Ventura had an article up on Huffington Post. They offered me to write an article once, and I didn't even do it because I knew they would censor. And they sent him an email back after they posted it saying, we're not going to have your conspiracy theories up here. So we'll get Ventura's take on that in the next few days here.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As they're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Yeah, I've now read the whole email. It's Dick Russell sent us this, the co-author with Jesse Ventura, of American Conspiracies that we're selling out of the gates, discounted at Infowars.com. $5 off the book. Get a free film of your choice, DVD, at Infowars.com. And this is Hello. I'm the co-author of the book, American Conspiracies, with Jesse Ventura. Wanted you to know about this. He sent this to our office. And the Huffington Post did an earlier review of the book. This review was just a part of a chapter, and they said, Huffington Post editorial policy laid out in blogger guidelines prohibits the promotion of promulgation of conspiracy theories, including those about 9/11. And we have removed the post. So we'll talk about this censorship. They invited Ventura to do this. And then when they saw it, took it down. That's why this material is important. That's why Iceland moving for freedom is important. Birgitta Jones Dottier, I cannot describe how wonderful this success is. I know you've got another hard road ahead of you, but the success you've had is a beacon of liberty and resistance worldwide to the parasitic banks. We salute you.
Well, thank you. I really hope that it will be an inspiration for others. And I really I carry on my call for support and that people will follow what will be happening in Iceland. Because I think it has, you know, all the support we felt from around the world, from, you know, general public, supporting the Icelandic general public is extremely meaningful. And we set up this website, Save the People of Iceland, and we read some of the quotes from there. It was an official petition, support petition, and it was amazing to hear. We had a big rally protest.
I'm glad you brought that up. Give us the website so people can support what you guys are doing. Give us your email for people that want to send you intel. Did we lose her again? Okay, let's get her back on the phone. That happened once before, but that's okay. Because here at the end of the show, I wanted to give out some of the websites. But again, this Ventura thing is outrageous. We're double, triple confirming it right now with his book being censored, the material being censored. Because people own a website, they can do what they want with it. But when you invite something, put it up, and then take it down and just say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, that's wrong. This book in hardcover is very well written. For those that still read, you need to get it, but it doesn't matter. For the price of the book, you get a free DVD. So you're basically just buying the DVD, getting a free book. Look at it either way, Infowars.com. Jesse Ventura on with us for a full hour this Friday. And I've been wanting to get the co-author of the book on as well. We'll try to get him on tomorrow or the next day or maybe even on with Ventura briefly on Friday to talk about this censorship that is going on. And again, retransmission is about to start in a minute on the internet streams at Infowars.com with Anthony Schaefer, Lieutenant Colonel Abel Danger. Of course, A Lamp in the Dark documentary film looking at history and a lot more. So that's coming up in retransmission, and we just salute Birgitta Jones Dottier for all that she's done. Do we have her again? Okay, well, we'll just have to say bye to her right now then. But we do salute her. And we salute all the people of Iceland and what they've done. And it's a testament. If Americans stop caring about football and their favorite sitcom as much, you might have a financial future. If not, you're going to be bankrupted and totally enslaved by these bankers. You can Google Birgitta Jones Dottier, find all her sites, other material. Save the People of Iceland. You can find those sites with a simple web search as well. And again, we'll continue to have her pop in with reports for us from Iceland, the front lines in the fight against the global banking dictatorship, openly announcing world government that we are resisting here, ladies and gentlemen. So as I said, great job of the crew. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast. As long as we expose these criminal bankers, we have a chance of saving society. They are the main enemy of humanity. They must be defeated. End the Fed. God bless. Retransmission.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.